Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden. There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these outlets. Allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I always play that clip as a reminder of the lies, the blatant lies. And I want you to understand, it's orchestrated, coordinated. There's enough there for you guys to hear multiple media outlets saying the same thing.
PolitiFact has validated that the Bidens did nothing wrong.
And then I'm going to give you some of the things that they said, okay? Trump falsely accuses Hunter Biden. Trump wanted dirt. Fox News said, we've looked into this. Other outlets have looked into this, and Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy, said one. Hunter Biden is a person of integrity. It's a bogus investigation, said one. Well, all lies. And people wonder, what is it that Americans are finally waking up to? It's a sad day for me, folks. It is a sad day for Kevin Jackson. It's been going on for years, but it's sad days. You want to know why? Because I believed in the justice system. I believed in America as being the beacon of light that says there's going to be a fair shot. If you just play by the rules, you'll get a fair shot. And you know what I found out? I found out it's a lie. I found out if you play by the rules, you get screwed. And the only way you don't get screwed is you have to put yourself out there with the Democrats. You have to become evil, duplicitous, dare I say it, a skank. You got to become a skank. And then somebody holds it over you until your time is up. And you know what, people? What have I been saying? Come on now. Somebody give me my preacher rag. What have I been saying to you? I've been telling you, the Biden's time is up. The only thing that's been happening over the past few months is the Democrats have been trying to figure out, how do we timeline this in such a way that we can retain the presidency and figure out how to cheat, not lose the Senate, and not lose face. Because let me tell you, on its face, the Democrat Party and leftism should be over. Don't tell me I'm the only one that thinks this. I know you guys are out there going, Kevin, you're right. I don't understand why we can't end these guys. We can't end these guys because we don't know how to finish. We're Greco-Roman wrestlers in a world of Krav Maga. You guys, what are you talking about? We're fighting in rules, you know, in a ring, going, oh, your foot went outside the circle, while other people are out there like Russian Spetsnaz going, I'm going to rip your head off and take your heart out of your head. And, you know what I mean? They are coming after us with everything. And we're Marcus of Queensberry rules. Okay, there will be no gouging, no kicking in the crotch, no, you know, finger poking in the eye. Whatever. You've been blasted. You're in a war, baby. I just played it. I just played you a clip that showed you that people get together, they put up the talking points, they distribute them out there, and go. This is why I started Americans for Real Change, ARC in Action. We will roll this out across the country, but we started in Arizona. The conservative movement has to have its own counter to this nonsense. What do you think I do every day? You think I come on this show because I'm trying to make a bunch of money? No, I come on this show because there are a few people out there, warriors, tip of the spear, Navy SEAL types, special forces. I'm not going to denigrate the other groups that I love working with. But I come on here because there are a handful of you who are willing to go out and say what I say, if you feel it, if it's of you, if it represents you. And I know this. I know this with 100% certainty. Many of the people that listen to this show, I represent you. I'm not speaking for you, but I'm speaking what you would be speaking if you had the microphone. And I say continue. Some of you, you've been bolstered, and I'm proud of that. But let me tell you why I do it. I don't do it for entertainment purposes. I don't do it because I'm proud of it. I do it because it must be told. This is where we are right now. It must be said what I'm telling you right now. It must be. Because if we don't say it, where does this country go in the next few years if somebody isn't sounding the alarm bell? And that's what we've been doing now for the better part of a decade. All of us together, collectively, not me. Me speaking is a megaphone of what I hear from you. Of course, it originates in my head, but I know it originates in your head. Boy, the Bidens are in big trouble, folks. Big trouble. Bad weekend at Biden's is what I've titled this particular segment. We got a ton to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Clean up on aisle 46.
Ooh.
Big trouble for the Bidens. In case you missed it, the writing on the wall was revealed. The Bidens are done. I know, shocker. I'm so surprised. The man who said Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee. The man who reads the tea leaves and says, why are they promoting Kamala Harris all of a sudden? Why is she? Oh, Kamala, she's a big deal. Oh, you gotta like Kamala. Oh, my goodness. I know we did the Kamala Harris stuff yesterday because it was a setup for everything that we're going to be talking about. But I know the media cycle, and I also know strategy. Why are you going to take a woman who is as dumb as they come and go, well, listen, let's not talk about Kamala Harris. There were people beating up this woman, Elizabeth Warren, many others. She is, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, inside Democrat circles, Kamala Harris is laughed at. She's ridiculed. And you know what they did? They said, stop. and go back. There's a period. You don't have to believe me. I could teach a class on this. There's a period where they say to Kamala Harris, they say of Kamala Harris, no more talking negative about her. And you can watch the media cycle stop. Not us. The lamestream fake news media. They stop. You don't get any reports. Nobody talking negative about her. And in fact, it was all puff pieces. All puff pieces. Now you tell me, why is that happening? Why did suddenly they go from people going, this woman is nutty, nuttier than squirrel turds, and to suddenly going, no, Kamala Harris is, you know, she doesn't get a fair shake. Joe Biden actually said that the vice president doesn't get a fair shake. She doesn't get a fair shake. Well, let me tell you, when you're elevating a woman like that, I don't know, maybe she's not a woman, but a person like that, when you're elevating them, and Joe Biden is saying it himself, he's been instructed. Look, say what you want. You, Kevin, you're a conspiracy. I'm telling you, I know how to read the news. I didn't. 14 years ago, I didn't. I just went, oh, wow, that's in the news. That's pretty cool. I was as dumb as anybody else. But once you get into the media cycle and you start studying, and I must say, I have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. I say that because there's a guy out there that hates when I talk about my degrees, you know. But anyway, so I'm telling you, when you study something to the level that I've studied this, you start to get to the point where you go, oh, ooh. And I'm real good with patterns. I'm very good with patterns. By the way, so are human beings in general. We're good with patterns. So I figured it out. And I started looking at the news, not from what they tell me, but going, wait a minute. Why are they trying to do this? Why is it? And I can't explain it because I have a PhD in this stuff. But let me tell you, when you do what they're doing with Kamala Harris, it was a huge tip-off to me. Joe Biden's done. Joe Biden probably didn't even know why he was doing it. They said, hey, Joe, listen, when you go out there, we want you to tout the VP because, you know, we don't want her beaten up. You know, it makes you look bad. Oh, okay, well, just give me more Adderall and then I'll go out and say whatever you need me to say for the 2 hours that I work. So Joe Biden goes, Kamala Harris, he's a great vice president. My gosh, he's amazing. Yes. Okay. Now what? Well, the mainstream media has now been instructed that the Bidens are no longer off limits. And that's where the Bidens are right now. Hunter Biden and his concerns, we play that clip a lot about Hunter saying, my dad and my daddy, the New York Times is trying to, on one interview me, they're talking to my partners, and I with my other partner, the Chinese spy, he's missing, the richest man in the world. You remember that? I don't want to play it. I don't want to play the clip. I just reenacted it better than I could play it. So leave it alone, producers. But anyway, so here's Hunter Biden scared to death. He has every reason to be. And let me tell you, right now it's a sacrifice. Joe Biden is going to have to make a decision. Do I sacrifice the entirety of the Democratic Party, or do I sacrifice Hunter? And go ahead and take that, you know, take a fall. There's even talk that he may pardon Hunter. What do you think about that, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? 844-551-8255. What do you think would happen if Joe Biden said, I'm going to pardon my son before he leaves? Whoo! He can't. I'm going to tell you right now, he cannot do this. He can't do it. There's no strategy that will allow him to do that. Except the losing strategy. Before we get into the Democrats and their skullduggery, the mainstream media, as I mentioned, is now jumping on the Bidens, and they're treating them like they're Trumps. Yeah. And speaking of Trump, let me tell you something, folks. Thank him. You don't have to like him, but you can thank him. It's like somebody you don't like, but they stop you from getting hit by a bus. They grab you by the collar and say, ooh, as the bus is going by, you were have your headphones on, you jump into the beat, and you would have been killed. And you look back, and it's a mortal enemy. It's somebody you don't even like. Thank him. Would you? You don't have to like Trump to thank him. Why are you thanking him? Kevin, Mr. Jackson, you shut up. You don't tell me what to do. Okay, well,
Let me ask you this. Did you believe our government was good? Were you like me, and you were naive, and you remember Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. and the FBI? And all these agencies, I would look at a spy movie, and I'd see what the CIA did, and I went, oh, man, they're awesome. Protecting America. The NSA. Listening in on the people that are trying to do us harm. You know, watch one of these Clancy movies and see how much they go through to thwart what could be happening in America. Those men and women in the CIA, Lord, you gotta love them. The problem is, there's another faction within the CIA that's a clandestine group inside. And they do nothing except protect the elitist. And in this case, it's almost always leftist elitist. Well, you know what? I take that back. It is always leftist elitist. Because it could be rhino Republicans or Democrats. They will protect George Bush in as much as they will protect the Bidens. So, thank Donald Trump, because we would never know what's going on. I'm telling you, I was naive. I will admit it. And many of you may not want to. I have no problem, no qualms in telling you. I believed in this government. I didn't think we were a third world banana republic who would steal elections from people and then set it up to look like it wasn't stolen. That there's a riot, an insurrection as they call it, then put American citizens into prison who've done absolutely nothing. I never thought that would happen. Not in a million years. If you put a gun to my head and said, Kevin, this is where it's going to be in the year 2000, I would have said, man, just pull the trigger. I would have been like, you can't even get to pull that trigger because I know. You know? I'm just telling you. Would have never believed it. And now I'm watching everything unfold and I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. But you know what? We got some great news over the weekend, didn't we?
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
I'm worried about how the president's handling the debt ceiling. He's ignoring it. He's walking us in to some type of debt problem because he's just ignoring the problem. I'm worried about the next generation. We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My message to the Department of Justice is very loud and clear. Do not indict Hunter Biden before Wednesday when you had the opportunity to see the evidence that the House Oversight Committee will produce with respect to the web of LLCs, with respect to the number of adversarial countries that this family influence peddled in. This is not just about the president's son. This is about the entire Biden family, including the president of the United States. So we believe there are a whole lot of accounts that the IRS and the DOJ don't know about because we don't believe they've done a whole lot of digging in this. And we have. We've spent the past 100 days poring over bank documents. I've used subpoena power to get these bank documents. We've been meeting with the former associates of the Bidens in their different influence peddling schemes. We've been meeting with whistleblowers. We know exactly what this family was doing, and by all accounts from the media reports that we're getting, what they're looking at charging Hunter Biden on is a slap on the wrist. It's a drop in the bucket. So Wednesday will be a very big day for the American people in getting the facts presented to them so that they can know the truth, and then the Department of Justice can finally do what they should have done years ago.
Where do I begin to tell the story of a love that should have grown?
Where do I begin, baby? This is a love story right here. This is a love story. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. What did he say that you didn't know? A web of LLCs. I keep talking about this. Melissa and I have multiple companies. And let me tell you something. When you are a conservative in this country, you better not have a web of anything. My companies, you can come look at, ba-boom, that's right there. That's why when the IRS came knocking at my door twice, three different agents, two at one time and one at another, I looked at them like, y'all must be crazy. My underwear are clean. There are no streaks in my underwear, baby. Shoot. They are clean. And the reason is, you know, if you make one single little thing.
Oh, look at what he did. He put a dollar over here that should have been over here. Throw the book at him.
Boy, they will go after you. And that's what, we are such good stewards of money. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we err on the side of, I have my document. Maybe I should put it up on the internet of the IRS. And then, by the way, this has happened many times. I would leave money in the IRS to say, you know what, give it to somebody else. And I've left at least $60,000 in tax money that I didn't recover because I was like, I'm doing okay. You can have it. I could have filed, gotten it back.
Oh, you have filing penalties, Mr. Jackson. Or I filed late. And they go, Mr. Jackson, we do owe you $6,000, but you're late. No problem. It's to the Treasury.
This latest one was $7,500, and I wasn't late, which makes me mad. Whatever it was. It was over $7,000. And they didn't refund my money.
Oh, well, we got your taxes, but they were late.
And they weren't late. I have the postmark, everything. It is what it is. They're targeting me. But when they showed up at my place, I'm like, let's audit. Because I'm going to videotape the whole thing. Because I guarantee you, we have done it on the up and up. We know. But the Biden family, ooh, lordy. Web of LLCs. Can you not wait until Wednesday to see what Comer comes out with? Adversarial countries, he says, where the Bidens peddled influence. And lots of accounts, and I love how he put this, where the IRS and the DOJ don't know about, he says, because we don't think they did a lot of digging. No, you know what? They were too busy digging on us. And I don't mean in a good way, like, ooh, look at you over there. I'm digging on you. No, I'm talking about digging for dirt. You know, showing up at school boards harassing, you know, the worst people on the planet, according to leftists. Plugged in parents. Got to stop them from interfering with the indoctrination of their children. Unbelievable. He says, we've been poring over bank documents. We've been talking to former associates. I want you to think about this from the Biden's perspective. Who have they been talking to? What documents do they now have as Joe Biden still tries to come off with this, I believe in my son Hunter.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency?
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
Don't you love how these people always start their interviews with, sir, there's been no connection to you. That's such a BS lie, man. It just makes you want to, shut up. Just ask the question. Oh, my son said nothing wrong. He says, blah, blah, blah. Sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher. Old fool. Look, he's been taught that. That's in his brain. No matter if his Alzheimer's or his dementia kicks in, he will protect Hunter until he can't anymore. And that day's here, baby. Back to these associates and stuff. Would you want to wake up a Biden this morning? Any one of them? Any of the 12 who've gotten money? Would you want to wake up them? Comer says, we know exactly what the family is doing. Now, I don't think this is a John Durham scenario here where, oh, John Durham's on the case, you know, he's replaced the other guy who was a Clinton appointee, and John Durham's going to get to the bottom of it. John who? Somebody remind me who John Durham is. But James Comer is on the case. And are we lucky that we got the House back? Can you imagine what these people would be covering up if they own the House? How could you possibly be a Democrat today? Seriously, I'm not asking you in a partisan fashion. I'm asking you from a common sense perspective. How could you support these clowns with everything you've learned? I've been asking this question for decades. How could you support a party that does this? They've been covering this up. And now as we dissect and go back and look at everything else, understand everything else they did to cover this up. Joe Biden, they claim, is he's just a nice guy. He's everyday Joe. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about Joe. And he's dealt with a lot of adversity. I mean, Bo dying, you know, and Hunter's drug problem, and his poor wife, I mean, getting hit by that truck. You know, with that drug driver in it, this Camelot, this white trash Camelot they try to paint with the Bidens is ridiculous. Joe Biden has been waiting to be, he's been on the take. I talked about it the other day. He's been in the bed with the Chinese for a long time. He hasn't had America's interest in his heart ever. Joe Biden is for sale, period. And we now know, we get the evidence that he's for sale. Goodness gracious, boy, this is big, and it's long overdue. It couldn't have happened to a better group of skanks, the Democrat Party. And I go back to a very simple common sense thing that I told you. When Joe Biden said, I don't know what my son's involved in. I don't get involved in his business. Sorry. I'm too bright for that. Fathers get involved in their kids' business. Parents get involved in their kids' businesses. If they're as tight as Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are, you know what's going on. And that's when I knew. It's like that part in a movie where you're wondering who the bad guy is. And there's one piece of evidence that only the killer would know. Well, I've known this about the Bidens, and many of you have. And here's what the dirty little secret is. You ready, folks? The left knew it. They all knew it. Joe Biden isn't a nice guy. He never should have been put into office. The idea that they were removing Trump to put civility into the office, right? We're going to put civility back in there in the White House. Newt Gingrich, in the last part of this particular piece we're about to play, cue that up, summed it up brilliantly. Check this out.
The Vice President of the United States taking his son on Air Force Two into China where his son was making business deals, and you just described his son. In your language, he's a sex addict. He's an alcoholic.
What does that say? Is that an attack on, is that a president? You're attacking the president?
No.
He's not the president. He's his son.
Your description.
What I'm saying to you is that nepotism is not a crime. You look at the nepotism in every president, in every famous family, but that's not a crime.
You brought up the Trump family. So is there a double standard here?
When I call out the Trump family?
Well, you're saying that...
When I know about... I know. I don't know about... Look, I think you have a son, Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who might make some business deals. Newt describes this as millions flowing to the family. Kind of a, you know, amorphous. But I know specifically of $2 billion that went to Jared Kushner. Nobody's going to argue about that.
All right.
My point is, if you listen to his description of Hunter, why would anyone invest in Hunter? They were investing in Joe.
Welcome back, folks. That's the key. That's the summation. This is what I and many other people have been asking. Who invests in crackheads? Nobody. And that's the crux. And now we get to the real truth about it. Because, see, common sense tells you nobody's going to invest in a crackhead. So how did all this come to...
Oh, my son, he's innocent.
Okay, he's innocent, but explain to me. Why would someone invest in a guy that has his track record?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Biden family is done. A little bit of dynasty, if you want to call it that, is over. The puppet show is ending. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. They will be in the media cycle this week. Bye, Tucker. Not going to talk about you, not for a while. And let me tell you something. I mentioned in the previous segment that Donald Trump has gained. We should be thanking him because he exposed this government that is so corrupt that it looks like a third world banana republic. But look at the outcome for him.
The reason why Ron DeSantis hasn't said a peep, it was a couple reasons, but the main reason, there's no way to insert yourself into a media cycle when a guy like Trump is winning. And you know how Trump is winning? He's winning and he hasn't even had to say a word. Donald Trump is being vindicated on every point. I played a media mashup in the first segment of the broadcast today. And it is all about, oh, Donald Trump started a lie. Donald Trump tried to persecute Biden's and Hunter did nothing wrong. Hunter didn't, and everything they said was a lie. Let me give you the facts. Donald Trump spoke the truth about the Biden family. And you want to know what Blinken, who worked on Joe Biden's campaign, who's now the Secretary of State, did? He got 51 frauds, intel guys, to say, that's it was Russian misinformation. What we all knew to be a fact, that a crackhead left his laptop at a repair shop. They looked at the contents. The guy said, I'm going to send it to the FBI. The FBI sat on it. They built the narrative so that they could institute the big cheat along with the WooFlu stuff that allowed them to send to load the ballot boxes with fraudulent ballots. And they got a demented clown and his crackhead son in the office. And his crackhead son was running a family business. And they knew this. They put him in the office. That's what Donald Trump revealed in one statement. And everybody, oh, he's after him. Look at what Donald Trump did. He's spreading lies and innuendo and rumor. And then the White House comes out and goes, oh, that stuff is just innuendo. The stuff they're talking about, it's innuendo. And you know what Trump? Trump's like, nope, I said it at the beginning, just like the very first thing he talked about. What was the very first thing Trump said that got was controversial when they found out he was the guy that was going to be our nominee? And he might just beat Hillary. Trump said, we got a lot of bad banditos coming across the border, and they're doing nothing to stop it. I'm going to stop it. What are we dealing with today? Anybody want to remind me? We have an invasion of this country. Turn on the news. Look at what's going on in El Paso and Nogales and all these other places. Hundreds of thousands of people ready to pour into this country because of our feckless leadership and a group of leftists who don't give a crap about us. And what did Trump do? He sounded the alarm bell on immigration. And then he gets into the debates and he sounds the alarm bell on one of the most crooked families in politics. And everybody demonized him on both. And where is it at today? Vindication. Look, I don't care if you like the guy or not. Vindication. So that's where we are. But Joe, he's a nice guy, right? Well, they've issued a fatwa against the Biden family, finally, which means that the lamestream fake news media can now report on the Bidens. And here's what George Stephanopoulos of ABC, what they reported.
President Biden pushing back on questions about his age from Stephanie Ruhle as he bids for re-election. Just one of the big challenges he faces now, more revealed by our brand new poll. Political Director Rick Klein here to break it down. And Rick, this poll is just brutal for President Biden.
Absolutely, George. And you talked earlier about that record low approval rating for President Biden. It's actually 6 points down just since February. And the skepticism over his leadership extends deep inside his own party. Only 36% of Democrats think that their party should nominate Joe Biden for a second term. 58% say they would support someone else or prefer someone else. That's despite the fact that the entire DNC and most of the Democratic establishment has rallied behind President Biden. And you're seeing real weaknesses in the coalition that powered Joe Biden to the presidency back in 2020. Biden carried independents by 13 points against Donald Trump. He is now trailing Trump by 9 points among those same voters. He carried black voters by 75 points in 2020. Now he is up just 35.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. What do you want me to say? I'm right again? What else is new? I mean, come on, people. Oh, new people listen to the show. This guy is such an egomaniac. I'm not an egomaniac. My producer, here you are. Oh, shut up. I'm not an egomaniac. I'm just better than you guys. That's all it is. Oh, my goodness. Where do we start? Record low approval. Hey, here's a little tidbit for you. Joe Biden had record low approval when he got shoehorned into office in 2020. I can tell you, conservatively, 25% of Democrats didn't like Biden at all. I'm talking about 20% of Democrats thought he had dementia. That was a poll that came in 2020. 20% of Democrats said he's got dementia. How can you win when 20% of your party is going, I ain't voting for that crazy clown. Mm-mm. They talk about his black vote. Donald Trump did a lot better with the black vote, but whatever. They can use whatever numbers they want. Here's what they're telling you. He's down 6 points since February. March, April, and a little bit of May. So he's down 6 points. That's a lot. He didn't have that far to go. I mean, down-wise, 30% of Democrats want Biden. In other words, 70% don't. Or at least in some form, the official number is 58% support somebody else from their party. Anybody? Do you understand what that means? They said, okay, here's Joe Biden, and here's anybody, and people. 58% of Democrats went, just put somebody in there. Blank slot. They didn't say Gavin Newsom. They didn't say Kamala Harris. They just went, just put somebody in there. By the way, here's my theory of Kamala Harris, for those who are wondering. Joe Biden has positioned Kamala Harris to take over for him because he's about to fake an injury. Well, it could be that it's a real injury. But he's getting out. And her instructions will be to pardon Hunter and all of the Biden family. What are your thoughts? It's pretty deep. That's what Kamala Harris's role will be. I'll be writing about that. But I was thinking about, why are they building this woman up? Because Joe is in trouble. He said the poll was conducted April 28th through May the 3rd, found that 62% of Americans do not think Biden is in, quote, good enough physical health to serve either, compared to 33% who believe he is and 5% who had no opinion. So 62% with a potential for an additional 5% say Biden physically can't handle the job. Now, they asked the same question about former President Trump, 76, who's the current front runner, they write, for the GOP presidential primary. 54% says he does have the mental sharpness compared to Biden's 32%. 64% says he has the physical health to serve as president as compared to Biden's 33%. Now, when you see these polls, there's a matchup of poll, Trump, this, that, and the other. Now, ABC News had to report the bad news. Approval rating at 36%, down 6 points since the poll was conducted in February. 56% of respondents who disapprove of Biden's performance so far. And you're going to find me a poll that shows this clown can beat anybody?
Oh, he'll never beat Donald Trump. Donald Trump is so toxic.
Biden can't beat anybody. Look, here, I'm going to tell you right now. I hope Biden's their candidate. With these kind of numbers, I hope it is. But this isn't to make us feel good about, oh, Trump can win, Trump can win. This is to make you understand Biden needs to lose. Because if you were to insert any Democrat into Biden's slot, you're going to see nothing but roses painted by the media. Oh, Gavin, he's so electable. He's so great. So what, he drove California to the crapper and made some of their iconic cities look like dog parks. So what? It's going to get ugly for the Bidens, but don't think for one second that these leftist clowns are going to roll over. Once they've gotten rid of him, they're going to put somebody else in, and then this person is so great and Donald Trump is so evil will begin again.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.